With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Sidney Zion's novel, Markers, is about a world few people talk about. Power, how to get it, how to use it. The book's courtroom scenes have the feeling of authenticity, and rightly so. Zion was once a trial lawyer. He believes that a successful lawyer can't bear the notion of losing and puts himself on trial.
You don't want to separate yourself from your client. You want to be your client so you can win the case.
Sidney Zion left the law when an old college pal decided to put out a satirical newspaper in 1962.
He called me up and he said, we're going to put a newspaper on the stand called the New York Pest. It's going to look just like the New York Post. Would you do a parody of Murray Kempton? And I did it. And then the Post called me and hired me.
Sidney Zion struck up a friendship with Roy Cohn in a courtroom one day as Cohn waited for a jury verdict.
He said, let's go get a drink. And we talked for about an hour and a half. And in that hour and a half, while he's waiting for a jury, he's talking about everything I'm asking him, the Rosenberg case, the Hiss case, all that.
Zion decided to get to know the unflappable Cohn better.
I never did agree with his politics, but I did have a lot of regard for the way he could operate in the world.
After Cohn's death, Sidney Zion reworked Cohn's failed efforts to write his memoirs into a book called The Autobiography of Roy Cohn. Zion says that one nice thing about writing fiction is that he didn't bother with much research.
The only research I did in this book was to call my mother a few times to find out how to spell a Yiddish word.
Sidney Zion's fast-moving novel, Markers, was published by Donald Fine. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sidney Zion's cleverly titled novel is Markers, the unstated IOUs that everyone owns or owes. Zion himself collected a big marker for the dust jacket of his book, a blurb by Frank Sinatra. The singer is an old pal of Zion who insists that Sinatra is a great reader.
He's got a library you cannot believe. He reads constantly. People wouldn't believe that, but it's the truth. He does. He's very well read.
Zion says Frank Sinatra only sleeps a few hours a day and has lots of time for reading. A major tragedy in Zion's life was the death of his daughter Libby at New York Hospital. Last May, the Board of Regents found two doctors guilty of gross neglect in Libby's death. Since the tragedy, new rules have been imposed limiting the hours residents and interns must work.
It's the only thing that came out of this that we feel good about. They lowered the hours significantly, and they made also, just as importantly, they are supervised now.
Now that Sidney Zion has published his first work of fiction, he's got the bug. A longtime reporter for the New York Post and New York Times, Zion finds fiction liberating.
Imagine the journalism we would have if instead of just writing what somebody said, you wrote what he was thinking all the time. Now, you know, we don't have a license to do that. But in fiction, there's no question about that. You can do anything you want, and often you can get to a better truth.
Sidney Zion's novel, Markers, is the story of two men who face life in opposing ways. One seeks power through collecting IOUs. The other seeks the truth by operating on principles. How their lives merge makes for top-flight reading, published by Donald Fine. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Arkady Rinko is back. Rinko is the Soviet police inspector who starred in Martin Cruz Smith's bestseller, Gorky Park. Smith says he had no idea Rinko would appear in a sequel.
It ended so perfectly for me that you didn't know what was going to become of Arkady Rinko at that point as he stands in the snow in Staten Island.
In the new book, Polar Star, Rinko has fallen onto hard times. Relieved of his job by his Soviet superiors for being politically unreliable, he is now laboring aboard a Soviet factory ship which processes raw fish.
What you've got a lot of the time is bottom fish, much of which has exploded on the way up to the top, up to the surface. So you have fish slime everywhere. The last place any fisherman wants to work is the slime line.
The body of a young woman worker is hauled from the sea, and the ship's captain tells Arkady Rinko to investigate her death, since he was once a homicide inspector. The ship's doctor conducts a bizarre autopsy on the body, and the reader will find himself jolted by a scene almost out of the movie Alien.
I do like to have fun. There should be some points where the reader suddenly sits up and stares at the book in some degree of disbelief or surprise.
Over the objections of the ship's political officer, Rinko rules the case a homicide and finds himself in one lethal predicament after another as both the crew and his superiors turn on him. There are 350 crew members aboard the huge ship.
The ship, the physical description, is a very, I think, accurate description of a factory ship in the Bering Sea.
Polar Star is a terrific thriller by Martin Cruz Smith, now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.